This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that dives into the topic of corporate social responsibility from many different perspectives. Host Vicki Bolson is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company located in Indianapolis. Bolson Group is the first B Corp certified company in Indiana, but Vicki understands that you don't have to be certified in corporate social responsibility in order to use business as a force for good. Join Vicki as she talks about why it's always worthwhile to take care in business.
Hey, Sawyer, how you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Happy to be back for another one.
Yeah, you guys have had a little bit of a COVID scare over in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, last day of isolation, thankfully, and then I got my freedom.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to be back for another episode today, and this one is going to be super fun because we have our first ever guest host joining the show. We've got Josh Driver from Selflessly here today, which, as you all are aware, Selflessly is one of our sponsors, and they do, they're amazing. They do affordable, software to help companies start, grow, and record their workplace philanthropy programs. And if you want to really dig in to learn more about Selflessly, you can go back all the way to episode 27 and listen to our interview with Josh. Probably a lot has changed since then, but I think what we'll do is we'll have Josh come on as just a guest at some point in the next few episodes to talk about what all has changed, because I know a lot has, but that's basically what they are. And you can go to their website and check it out. But he's joining us today with our other guest, our guest, because Josh is a guest host. And our guest today is Bob Kobeck, who is with a company called Customer Count. And Customer Count is a feature-rich cloud-based survey solution providing intuitive real-time reporting, fast turnaround on requested updates, and detailed and dynamic data gathering capabilities to support process improvement efforts, build customer loyalty, and improve your bottom line. And it was developed and it's managed by a company called Mobius Vendor Partners. And it was initially designed for timeshare and contact center industries, but now it's used in organizations across numerous different vertical markets and industries. And what I'm really excited about with Bob, we had a chance to talk last week, is that Bob is also in the process of becoming a B Corp certified company. And we had a good conversation about that last week, but I'm excited to bring Josh into the conversation because, as you all know, Selflessly, that Josh is the CEO for, is also B Corp certified. So the three of us today have been through this process and know how rigorous it is, but also truly, truly believe in the benefits of it we can speak to our own individual reasons, but me personally kind of keeps me accountable. And it's, you know, a little bit of a, you know, business platform for me to follow whenever I'm trying to make a decision. I look back on the tenets of the B Corp certification and what it stands for to help me make decisions moving forward. So I'm really excited to talk about that. And so without further ado, I would like to also thank our other sponsor, Charge, which is a marketing sponsorship company. And welcome Bob and Josh to the conversation. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good, good. Josh, are you excited to join as a guest host?
I am. Very excited. Thanks for having me.
This is going to be fun. Hopefully Josh's zany personality will come out in this interview, because I think Josh is one of the funniest people I've ever met. So you're being very subdued so far.
I'll see what I can do. Okay. Let me drink a little more coffee.
So you know, Bob,
great that he has a zany personality. That way people have something to compare me with, and I can I'll end up being the stable one here in the conversation.
Well, maybe we'll get some of your zaniness out of you, Bob. So start by telling us a little bit and our listeners, Bob, about what does CSR mean to you? And, you know, maybe a little bit of history on like when the whole term kind of came to your, you know, to the forefront for you, because I think that it's a term, but there's so much more behind the meaning of corporate social responsibility.
Well, we could start by saying that I mean, it was a cold, dark night in South Bend, Indiana, when I was brought into this world, into a family of Democrats, very, very conservative Democrats, though union family. But I went to a liberal arts school in South Bend, little one called Notre Dame, and just sort of started to get my liberal thinking on a little bit, you know, at that time. Not necessarily being liberal, but liberal thinking. So more, you know, started to get open-minded, started to get my brain opened up a little bit. And that then moved me to go to work in the United States Senate for a very liberal member of the Senate in Washington, D.C. At that time, out now was, you know, the phrase, get out of Vietnam. Environmental protection, environmental was just getting started. You know, the whole debate. You know, things like voter rights, things like environment, things like climate, things like, you know, all those at one time, believe it or not, were all litigated once back in the 70s. And I never lost that. And so that social responsibility piece was not only instilled in me as a human being, as an individual, I try to, you know, as often as I can, but also then with my company. And I mean, I'll finish up this long answer by saying, that the whole process of going through the B Corp has been really good for us. And as a 21-year-old company, we started out, one of the reasons it was good is because we started out with a whole much greater foundation towards B Corp certification than most companies do. I mean, we already had a lot of the social responsibility stuff embedded in our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Josh. I think you're going to say something.
How many employees are you?
Okay, now that requires, like everything, you know, requires a little bit of an answer. Mobius Vendor Partners is a business process design and management firm. And so as such, everything we do is a process to it. And when I hear the question, how many employees do you have? I know that somebody's waiting for me to say, well, we got 140 or we got 350. We have one employee, everybody else is a contractor, and everybody has very specific processes that we manage because that's what we do as our core product. And we do it for other companies. We can do it for your company. We're the guys that go into a company that looks at it and says, hey, if it ain't broke, let's break it. We need to see where in this process you can be better. So from terms of employees, one, which doesn't count me, by the way. I'm a contractor.
So then when did you first hear becoming B Corp certified and what made you like go for it?
Well, we are, most of our survey business resides in the hospitality industry. And that also means resorts, which also means we took a pretty good beating last year, but you know, we'll survive it. But the resort industry, they're just huge on feedback. And one of the members of that industry that I have done business with in the past is a big B Corp certified hospitality company out of Florida. And he posted something on LinkedIn about voting and voter rights. And so I contacted him and said, what's this about? And this was just probably 6 months ago. And I've been all in since. I mean, I'm all in.
Very cool.
You had mentioned that you had some sustainability and some CSR components that you had built into your company before the certification. What had you been doing before you went out for your certification?
Well, for instance, we are located in a LEEDS certified building. And if you know anything about LEED certification in a building, if you're in a LEED building, you know it's more expensive. It just is. And so we, I think we're in the most expensive property in Marion County, actually, where I'm sitting right now. And in part, it's because we're in a LEED certified building. We know that they measure waste. We know about the recycling programs that they have. We know about the carbon footprint and how they strive to be carbon neutral. A building this size, it's four stories, it's huge. It's very difficult to be carbon neutral completely, but that was important to us. So that was one thing that we could say that, you know, we participated long before we're in our 20th year in this property. And so other things, our own recycling programs, our own giving culture. We contribute to just about any charity that wants, that needs a survey. We're not an inexpensive alternative. Believe me, we're kind of up there in the world of survey platforms. So those are just a couple of examples.
Do you find that environmental category is the trickiest for you? Maybe not because of the LEED certification. That was the hardest one for us, you know. Josh, what was your hardest category?
Yeah, similar. We got our certification when we were so small. We were in a co-working space at the time. And so having to do, you know, run around the building and figure out what the recycling programs and stuff were. And then as we grew too. So similar, yeah. That was when we struggled.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too how, you know, it's great for us three to be talking about this B Corp certification because, you know, Bob, you kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, you have to give an answer about how big your company is. And I could see you a little bit hesitating because you are a sole proprietor that has contract relationships. And the thing is with B Corp certification is that there are sole proprietors. There are small companies. There's huge companies. That's what it's so inclusive as far as your size or your industry. And so there's nothing to be, you know, I don't know, hesitant about getting your B Corp certification as it relates to the type of company you are, the size of it.
Some of the accountabilities that they want in a B Corp, Vic, you're sort of contrary in a way to, you know, a small business like ours.
Mm-hmm.
We can't measure our water usage. We have a nice small sink in the other room where we make coffee. You know, now what we can measure is our use of paper. And we do measure that and we control it very carefully. So there are some things that we can do, but there are some things that the accountability isn't there for us. All I can say is we're in a LEEDS building. You got to ask them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, the B Corp certification is so comprehensive that, you know, some companies really excel in one area and don't or can't in another. But what I love about it is the how comprehensive it is, so that if you go on to the B Lab website, which is bcorporation.net for anyone who is listening, there's this free assessment that takes you through so much of, everything, you know, that they deem important to sort of gauge you on. And it's very broad. There's a lot of stuff. And that's what I loved about it so much, was because, like you, Bob, I felt like so much of the B Corp certification sort of tenets were embedded into our culture and the way we wanted to conduct business already. And so I went on just to learn more, you know, and just, I was very curious 5 years ago when we first took it about how we could improve and how we could be even better for the world and how we could even more so use business as a force for good. And there were things on there that I had no idea about that were, you know, that were things that we could easily do, or there were things that I thought, we're doing that. I guess we're being even more responsible than I thought we should be, you know? Is that how you felt, Josh? You're shaking your head. Yes.
Yes. I was really diversity and inclusion. I've worked on that for so long. And the fact that having a D&I policy in place. Great. Good. That's part of it. And I mean, I think too, it does reaffirm and plus us that yeah, we are doing the right things, even from a culture perspective ahead of time. It's not necessarily as a startup or in your first couple of years, some of these things, the fact that we were doing them ahead of time, kind of lended itself to, all right, we're already creating this culture, and we're not going to have to evolve our company too far to be able to get into the guidelines of the certification.
Yeah.
When we first looked at it, Vicki, when I first looked at it, it was, why wouldn't we want to become a B Corp? I mean, it sounds like a great thing to do. And it sounded really cool. But as I got into the process, what it sort of started to shift where, you know, being a B Corp is going to be a fine benefit, but the important stuff is what you have to do to get there.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, my whole attitude just shifted from, boy, this is going to be hard, to, wow, we can fix this. We can fix this.
Right.
We can fix this. And it had positive impacts on so many other areas of our business. I mean, I've mentioned that, for instance, we were going through a HIPAA certification process compliance at the same time. And so there were some things that we needed to make sure were included in our employee manual for a B Corp that actually made a lot of sense in the whole HIPAA compliance. And so it fed the process that we went through had a positive impact on several other areas of our business.
Oh, I can imagine. And, you know, when you go through the recertification a couple of years after you get certified, you know, it's a little daunting because you basically do the whole certification again. But I love it. I loved it. And we're on our third, we've been recertified twice. And I love it because we get to go back and look at all of our measurement and see how we did. See where we improved, see where we can still improve. And you know, it's a pretty scalable certification. And so the questions change as they learn more about industries and they learn more about the differences of scoring small companies versus large companies. Like you indicated, Bob, it's a little tricky because sometimes the question is like, I don't know how to answer this one, you know, but
we're not a manufacturing company. We're a consulting company. Therefore we get no points. Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I need a point here.
They're so good at working with you though, because they definitely recognize that it's not a one question fits all kind of thing. And sometimes, you know, I mean, we had to go back and forth quite a bit on our third certification to, because we had evolved as a company selling off different, you know, companies under the Bolson Group umbrella and things like that took place. And so that all of a sudden, you know, our answers were so markedly different and they needed to understand that and understand what had happened. When you sell a company, you lose employees because, you know, we were applying as Bolson Group as a whole and suddenly we're down, you know, a number of employees and that's a red flag, you know, like, well, why, you know, did you have to fire these people or, you know, what took place? And so explaining that and giving that backup documentation that proves that you're, you know, you're authentic with that answer. It's a rigorous process, but it is definitely, it's well worth it. If we would not have been B Corp certified when I sold off one company at the end of last year, and a few years ago when I closed a joint venture company, I probably wouldn't have handled it in the way that I did. But I had gone through the certification process, you know, years before these changes took place with Bolson Group. And so I, in my mind, had been given some information about how maybe to most humanely close a company so that the people who are affected will be able to have a, you know, a new job by the time the company completely closes. And so it's sometimes it's preemptive information that helps you make a really wise decision in the future, you know? So,
There are a couple of areas where Josh and I, would intersect on or agree with. One of them is, you know, the question about what do you do to reduce paper? Well, everything we do is designed to reduce paper. I mean, our technology says, do it online, don't do it on paper, get rid of the paper. And Josh, with his application, same thing. It's like, you don't need paper to use what we do to help your company be smarter. So from the environmental standpoint, that was probably the easiest question for us to answer. That and the fact that when we're doing consulting, if we go into a company, the first thing I look for is paper, reports. I mean, show me where'd that report come from? Why do you use it? Do you use it? And can we get rid of it or can we automate it?
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that's really interesting is sometimes the company, you know, that is being certified doesn't fall into the definition of, you know, that their company, their industry may not be socially responsible company the industry isn't just, you know, germane to being a socially responsible company. But Josh, that's something that with Selflessly, your platform is, you know, a socially responsible platform. And then, so within that, then you're acting as a socially responsible company. I find that to be so interesting because as a professional service company, we don't typically fall under that, but you do.
It has been nice for our like product roadmap. We refer back to the B Corp assessment and see what could we put into the platform that we could actually even provide downstream to non B Corps. So of course, you know, personally, we want every company to be a certified B Corp, but understanding too that sometimes it's just not the right time for a company. So what can we start getting them to do now and get kind of hardwired in during their growth stage so that when they do want to flip the switch to move over, that it's possible. So, and I think too, from my perspective, things, you know, like having a dog friendly office and trying to be creative with benefits on a limited budget as a tech startup, the B Corp kind of community gives me some great ways to do something that's even competitive with our larger customers that aren't B Corps. So I have, you know, giving bike share memberships to our staff, or like we just moved into where we're paying 100% of the premiums for health insurance. I think obviously we do it for our B Corp certification, but it really kind of challenges us to be as kind-minded in each way as possible. So, and here locally, it's nice to kind of push the envelope and get some of the local companies to step it up a little bit too. So, it's a fun, I mean, if you're going to try and be egotistical about something, might as well be something that's good for the planet and people at the same time.
I think what's really cool, Joshua, about what you're doing is the fact that your application is inherently socially conscious. I mean, it's not just a tool. It's like if you're going to be a company that's going to give to charities, you might use this app because it's designed, you know, specifically for that. So the, you know, the inherent product itself is one that lends itself to B Corp.
You know, Bob, I was wondering on your, you know, with your, since your market is the hospitality industry, do you find, I mean, you have many markets, but that's one of them. Do you find that in your surveys that if there's a question about the hotel, let's just say it's a hotel survey, say it goes out to the customers, and I'm assuming there's questions on there about things that are, you know, good for the environment, like did the customer appreciate not having the option of, you know, not having their sheets changed every day, that kind of thing. Do you have those questions on there? And do you find that those responses for satisfaction about those kinds of things are rising?
Sadly, no.
Really?
I will tell you that. I will tell you, though, that one of the things that we're about to launch, and this is breaking news. I mean, it's the first time I'll talk about it outside the confines of a few people. There are certain scores inside every survey. One of them is called the Net Promoter Score, and that is, you know, would you recommend us to your family and friends? Another one is called a Customer Effort Score, and that is how easy or hard was it to do business? Because as Josh will tell you, the one thing that his software better be is easy to use. I mean, it's like numero uno. For us, if you want to see reports, you click on reports. So, but the third thing that we're now finding that is going to be probably one of the most social conscious things that we came out with is a question that surrounds transparency. And it's gonna lay out for what's called a trust score. And inside that trust score will be things we suspect, like environment. You know, do you trust us? Because transparency is a big thing. And so, like, when people walk into a hotel and they see that shampoo and all that stuff is already on the wall, so don't even bother bringing your stuff. You know, it's already hanging on the shower wall. And so we'll take care of everything. And we're not going to use single-use plastic shampoo bottles. They might ask the question, did that make a difference?
Gotcha. Yeah. I love it when I go to a hotel and I have to put my card in to turn on the lights, and I can, you know, put a thing on the pillow so they don't change my sheets, and I hang my towel so I can reuse it. Or they even have a shampoo that's from a B Corp company. And honestly, I start seeking out those kind of companies, you know, when I'm traveling now. And so I just was curious about that, like in that industry.
If you find yourself in Florida, I will tell you that stay at a legacy property. Legacy resorts, they're all B Corp, and I mean, everything they do, they've got a cool video on YouTube about their B Corp stuff. And I mean, that's the guy, Jared Meyer, that got me involved in this whole thing. And I'm everything they do. It's pretty incredible. They measure every BTU that's leaving their furnace. I mean, well, they don't really need furnaces where they are, but their air conditioner.
But, I mean, who knows,
as an example, there are 150 of us in what are called B Corp in the B Corp hospitality space. And we meet once a month.
Oh, neat.
And it's global.
The legacy leaders brand is part of that?
Legacy is part of it, yeah.
Legacy, okay. I'm sorry, Legacy. I know a group named Legacy.
Legacy Resorts.
Legacy Resorts. Okay, I'm writing that down because my son goes to college in Florida. So that's where I was. He's at Rollins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know where that is. Ocala, right?
And it's a liberal arts college. I loved what you said at the beginning, Bob, about liberal arts colleges. You know, that they are, I've been on some liberal arts councils at colleges where people misinterpret that it's a liberal college because it's a liberal arts college. No, it's a liberal arts college.
I guarantee you Father Hesper was not liberal when I was at Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's the kind of university, and it's the way it opens up your thinking and your learning experience, you know. But I really appreciate that because I'm a true believer that a liberal arts background is what, you know, what I want for my kids. I want them to be able to open up their minds and have that entrepreneurial thinking and that experiential learning and the things that kind of come with a liberal arts education, which Sawyer, you know all about.
Oh yeah. Being a butler. Last 4 years.
So Josh, have you had to go through the recertification process yet?
In December. December is when we start it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because they let you go 3 years, right? Instead of two. Yeah, I think I've talked about that on the podcast before, that It used to be that you had to be recertified every 2 years, but they've changed it to 3. So lucky you. Although, you know, like I said, you're probably measuring as you go along. So really at the end of each year, as you know, social impact reporting, which is what your software does, what it helps companies do, it's important to keep track on an ongoing basis of, you know, and measure the programs and situations that you have in place so you can report back.
Yeah. Yeah. So we probably have a little bit of a leg up from that perspective, but I am curious to see where we're at. I think I have a note in like in June to do like my initial like internal, are we in trouble? do we need to put some solar panels on the side of the office?
You have to start collecting rainwater.
So at least the reactions of the people around us are kind of interesting, aren't they? Switch to bamboo paper towels and they like, you know.
Exactly. So it should be interesting. I'm curious to know too, you know, Bob, from your perspective as well. We get this quite a bit when we talk to investment firms and people, even more centrally located here. Do you find that a lot of people are familiar with B Corps, or maybe think that they're a nonprofit, or what have you kind of heard from people when you've been talking about becoming one?
You know, it's interesting. It I don't know that it has a great awareness, but it doesn't take long to explain it for people to nod. Mm-hmm. You know, I think particularly if they know me, I mean, the better they know me, the more likely they are to go, oh yeah, that makes perfectly good sense, Bob, that you would do that, you know? And they mean that in a good way. You know, that people know that I'm as passionate and genuine as I can get and still be a business owner, you know. But I tell you what I would do. I'd collaborate with you two, you three, and let's put a survey out to our business community and see what we get back. I think B Corp may not like it, but we could try.
I've not really talked to too many people who have had a negative reaction from being a B Corp.
Nobody's had a negative reaction. I agree with that.
I do know of a few who have, you know, that people question like their authenticity and deciding to do it, or whether it will have any drawbacks from, you know, getting investors or, you know, that sort of thing. Josh, you were sort of shaking your head. Did you have something you wanted to share there?
Well, I mean, we, my company, we've taken on, we're on our second round of investment now. And originally it was a detractor for local investment groups. They didn't see the value in it. And conversely though, as a company, it did protect us from getting investment from organizations that might not be mission aligned. So certainly it made our process a little bit longer, but I think that we have amazing investors that are a part of our company now, and the extra work and effort we had to put into it and education was well worth it. So yeah, not perfect, but I think as more people start seeing what B Corps can do, and that it's not, I made a joke once in a presentation that and a potential investor said, so are you just burning cash for like the betterment of society? And I said, well, if you look at our business plan, the perpetual bonfire is in Q3. Of cash, where we just take money and just light it on fire, you know, we didn't get our points in that space, and kind of said it as a joke because, quite frankly, like I think if you turn on any TV, any media these days, everybody's focusing on how ethical a company is or is not, and certainly you can create some marketing that makes you look any which way, but I do feel like it gives a lot of validity and authenticity to say, hey, we spent the extra time to like go in, review our business and see what we can do better. Because I do think that people are starting to look for that transparency, to your point, Bob, and really be able to identify bad actors, quite frankly. From a consumer perspective, it's just becoming more and more clear. And so even as I'm a consumer, we've shifted from our vendors for selflessly, now that we're at a point where we can afford some of them, all be, you know, as often as possible to B Corps. I think we're seeing it with Chicago now includes B Corp certification to add points to an RFP as a city for city contracts. And so we offer a really steep discount on our platform to certify B Corps because we want more people to do it. Like pay and get your certification and we'll give you the platform to manage your compliance. And so that's what I like about our community too, is that we're all trying to help each other continue to be able to fit into that.
Well, as marketing goes too, Joshua, I don't know if you found this or not, but, or you, Vicky, that I'm looking forward to the day when I can put in my proposals that we are a certified B Corp. And because I would look for the question, what does that mean, Bob? So that I can answer that question and say, here's what it means for you. What it means for me is one thing, but more importantly, what it means for you as my prospect slash customer is I'm going to give you a little bit of cover that shows that you are being socially responsible.
Yeah.
So, you know, and to me, that's monetizing a major effort in our company. And if anybody has a problem with me monetizing it, then I'd be happy to, like, I mean, you want me to give you a 20% discount, you're going to get 20% less service. It has nothing to do with my pricing. It has everything to do with making sure that we're doing the right stuff for you as a client.
Yeah. Well, that's a good segue to something I was thinking about that I wanted to make sure, Bob, you were aware of. There, especially once you get certified, the resources on the B-Lab website are just phenomenal. I love just going on and reading, you know, the threads of topics that they're discussing, the blogs written by B Corp certified companies, because I just learn something every time I read it. Even if you just get one little nugget of an idea, or maybe you're struggling with how to deal with an issue and you don't know from a marketing perspective or an operational perspective how you want to deal with it, I guarantee you can go on to that website and find some information. And then you can hear from like-minded, you know, companies about how they're addressing it. And it's just a group of, you know, like-minded companies and leaders of companies that I don't know, that I know and trust are trying to make decisions that are for the good of everyone, you know, their company and their community and their customers. And so anyway, the resources are amazing once you are certified and you have access to all that. You'll be going back time and time again, I think, for advice or input or whatever. Well, I want to go to our Taking Care in Community nomination. This is a segment sponsored by Selflessly. Thank you, Josh. I get to thank you personally for sponsoring this segment. And this is a segment where people are nominated, or people from companies or companies are nominated for using business as a force for good. And this week, I love, especially given like all that's going on with the pandemic, you know, and the year that we've had with the pandemic and social injustice and everything else, I think mental health is more of an issue than it's ever been for people. And so it was really pretty timely that the nominee this week was Kelsey Stewart, who is the head of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Indiana chapter. But suicide is the 10th largest cause of death in the United States. And every 8 hours, someone here in Indiana dies by suicide. So Kelsey was nominated because, and this is a quote, "She's working her butt off right now to ensure that a lot of things get done in Indiana for suicide prevention. She's been instrumental in helping bring awareness, including getting state-sponsored license plates for the organization." So I just, I applaud her for her work in this area, thinking of our whole state and working for the chapter of such an important foundation here in the United States. So I just want to say too, that if anyone knows or needs support in this area, you should, in the area of, you know, maybe you know someone who's depressed, or maybe you know someone who has committed suicide and you're struggling, I would urge you to go to the their website, and because there are lots of resources there for you and for your loved ones. So thank you. Yes. Way to go. I agree.
You know, it's got to be exacerbated quite a bit, Vicki, by the number of people that are working remotely now, too. I
mean, absolutely.
There has to be some impact.
Some people love it, like me. Woo! And then some people are just miserable doing it. You know, they just lose their sense of community. So,
well, some need it to motivate. You know, they see what their peer is doing, and you know, call centers is what comes to my mind right away.
Yeah. Well, Bob, how do people, if they want to get in touch with you to talk about your business and what you could do for them, how would they find you?
I'll give you a couple of ways. The old fashioned way, 317-816-6000. Bob Kobeck at customercount.com. Customer count is all one word. Customer count, is probably the best place to go to learn about what I'm doing in turn, as far as the measurement tool is concerned, www.customercount.com. You can also reach out to Vicki. She has all my contact information.
I do. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with us. And I want to thank Charge and Selflessly for being our sponsors. And it was so great, Josh, to have you as a representative from Selflessly here today. And we'll have you back on in another episode in the future.
Thanks. I'll just sit outside your house for the next one. Just let me know when I can come in.
Can do that, actually. Wouldn't it be great to be able to sit in the same room?
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, Josh. And you too.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
I just want to thank Sawyer Benj, our producer, and our show sponsors, Selflessly and Charge. If you'd like to nominate someone for Taking Care in Community, you can visit our website, takingcareinbusiness.com, or email us at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, or download Taking Care in Business wherever you get your podcasts. If you love Taking Care in Business, give us a 5-star rating and leave a review, or share this episode on your social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in Biz, B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can also email us at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks to our sponsors, Selflessly in Charge. And until next time, take care in business.